Marx follows the ever-changing landscape to discuss the latest pressing issues relevant to brand owners in Europe and beyond. During this series, Marx members and special guests share updates, experiences, and opinions. This is IP Law Today. This is Talking Marx.
Welcome to this episode of the Talking Marx podcast. I'm Jens Nurton, and once again, I'm joined by Sven Sturman, president of the EUIPO Boards of Appeal, and Jana Bogatz of D. Young & Co. in Munich, who is co-vice chair of the Marx European Trademark Law and Practice Team. In our previous episode, we talked about the EUIPO Boards of Appeal, the Grand Board, and the role of the European Union Court of Justice. So please do listen to that podcast if you haven't already. In today's episode, we're going to talk with the same two participants about topics including mediation, the upcoming Marx Annual Conference, and the role of artificial intelligence. So Sven, I'd like to start with you. What trends are you seeing in the EUIPO Mediation Centre, and what changes have been introduced recently? I know mediation is a topic you're very passionate about, so keen to hear what you have to say about this.
Yes, I mean, this is indeed one of my, apart from weak marks and software, mediation probably is one of my favorite topics, as you know, and you correctly said. Yes, I mean, the recent developments, you know, that we started in 2011, and actually next year, if you allow me, we will not only celebrate the 30 years of the Boards of Appeal, but we will also celebrate 15 years since our first request for mediation. So that's two important milestones we will celebrate in 2027. The developments, yes, I mean, you know that we, since 2023, we have established the Mediation Center, led by Karin Kuhl, who's our director of the Mediation Center. And since then, and this is important, and that's the reason why I mentioned it specifically, that was the time where we decided to open mediation up for the first instance. So now, mediation works at the first instance. In all inter-partes proceedings, mediation is now a part of the normal workflow. We see an increased interest in mediation, and that is a good sign. We also have increased the number of our mediators significantly. The reason is that, of course, we don't have that many cases as we have appeals or position of conciliation, but the main reason is that we want to cover first all 24 official languages of the EU. And of course, secondly, as we do and have an internal mediation service, we always need to find a mediator that has not been involved in any priority in any parallel case or in this specific case. No, that's sometimes a challenge, and that's why we need this, let's say, long list of mediators. Now, looking to the future, I mean, as I said, mediation works at the EUIPO. I'm very happy because I remember still the first days. They were not easy, I have to say, but with the support of the top management of the EUIPO and a lot of other people, we now managed to really make it a success at the EUIPO. And now we want to go a step further. So one of the key projects of the current action plan of the Boards of Appeal, but also part of the strategic plan of the EUIPO, likewise, is to create an EUIP mediation community. What does it mean? It means basically that we want to get a step further, and we want to create this community together with the national offices and with the national courts, and obviously also with the user associations. But the user association, they're already since many years part of this mediation, let's say, community. So we are now designing a process in the sense that the national offices will be contacted, and then they can decide if they want to be part of this community. So they can either offer their own mediations at the national level, and then we cooperate, we support, or in some offices will probably say, we don't want to set up our own mediation center, but we want to support the idea of mediation. And then they will suggest mediation. And then if the parties agree, they would refer these mediations to our mediation center. And the same we will do with the courts. There are already some courts that show interest, or they will suggest mediation in their national proceedings. And then we will do these mediations. And this will be first a pilot project to see how it works. And then in 1 or 2 years, we will take to draw the conclusions on this pilot project. But I'm very optimistic that we are now at the right time, because there's a right time, because there's a lot of interest in mediation in general and in the European Union.
And I mean, what are you seeing in terms of the numbers? Are you seeing more interest, more people applying for mediation?
Yes, absolutely, James. I mean, only if you compare the figures from this year to last year, we have already an increase of more than 30% of mediations. And what is maybe even more important is that with one mediation on average, we settle 3.5 parallel disputes. That also shows the high efficiency of mediation, because we need to make, of course, sure that we don't slow down, let's say, the process at the EU IPO by referring cases to the mediation. But it's actually the contrary. Because again, if you are able to settle with one mediation up to 3.5, sometimes more cases, that's very beneficial and that's very efficient. And these parallel cases do not only include cases pending before the EU IPO and its boards of appeal, but also national proceedings. And everybody who listens and who works in national litigation knows how long it takes sometimes, depending on the member states, to really litigate until the end of the road, to say it that way. So I think this shows that mediation is a very efficient model, and that also we notice that we get an important increase in mediation requests filed at the EU IPO.
And if you were sort of talking to somebody who's interested in mediation, what would you say to them are the key benefits? You know, what are the one or two real advantages of considering mediation in IP cases?
I think the most important benefits: time efficiency, cost efficiency. And then the other point is it's really looking at the interest. I mean, obviously, we also discussed the legal issue, but that's not the main focus. The main focus is really to see if it is possible, together with the lawyers, together with the parties, together with the mediator, to sit together and work out a solution that is beneficial from the business point of view. Because we know sometimes there is this parallel litigation, and then you have an outcome which is not always, will never be, or very, very rarely will be the same in different member states. Even worldwide, we have mediated conflicts which worldwide parallel disputes. It's very difficult to tell your clients, okay, you will win. There will be like a confusion there. And then sometimes it happens, but sometimes then one court says, no, there's likelihood of confusion, there's partly, or no likelihood of confusion. So this mediation gives you the possibility to really try and find a common solution. I mean, we know that most of the cases do not even reach the EU IBO. They don't even reach the boards of appeal or the mediation center because they are settled by the lawyers themselves. That is true. We highly appreciate this. We know this. But on the other hand, we also know that we have more or less 30,000 inter-partes proceedings every year at the EU IPO, which also sometimes we see that there are many cases which could be really suitable for mediation. I think you can really save a lot of costs and time. And my advice is always give it a try. Give it 3 to 4 months and you will immediately see if this goes in the right direction or not. And if not, you stop it. And if it goes in the right direction, you see that there is, let's say, movement on both sides, you can and continue. But at the same time, and having said this, it's also very important to really only engage intermediation if you, let's say, follow this give and take approach. This is very important. You will never be able to get everything in a mediation. That's crystal clear. And very likely, you will also not get this in the court proceeding. So that's important to bear in mind.
So you need to enter it in a good spirit, in good faith, and with a positive attitude.
Absolutely.
At the mediation center, you look at disputes relating to trademarks and designs and other IP rights as well, or other related issues?
Yes, indeed. As you know, we have now the competence since December 2025 on craft and industrial geographical indications. And this is a new IP right handed by the EU IPO. And there was also opposition and cancellation proceedings. And for the union phase, the legislator specifically has foreseen that the office has to suggest mediation to the parties. And then, of course, another important advantage of the mediation is as well that you can, of course, include any parallel disputes on different IP rights. I mean, remember, we have mediated cases that were domain names, copyright issues. So all this can be included in one mediation. And the idea, if you allow me, James, if the idea really is to find a global settlement. You know, it's a global settlement where the whole dispute is settled once and for all.
So if there are disputes relating to copyright or unregistered designs that are part of the mix, that could come into it.
Exactly.
And before we leave this topic, I do have to ask you, because we're recording this and at the around this time, the we're seeing the launch of this new kid on the block, the Patent Mediation and Arbitration Centre, part of the UPC, which I think is quite exciting. I mean, are you in contact with them at all? Do you talk to them? And
yes, absolutely. Since many years, I mean, you know that the PMAC is led by Ali Salah. Ali Salah has been for many years a member of our Mediation Center stakeholder network, where not only the PMAC, but many, the WIPO and many other mediation and user associations are part. And of course, we are in contact and we want to work together in the area of race awareness, but also in the area of the mediations themselves. Yes, yeah, with them and many others as well.
And Jana, from your point of view, I mean, are there any changes that you would like to see and the team would like to see to encourage mediation in IP cases?
I would say not immediately, as Sven has like illustrated in the past minute. Well, the EUIPO is doing a really good job in raising awareness about mediation and educating all of us users, not only with the conference that took place last year, but also in general with like a lot of campaigns and information available. And I think it's key that people know that mediation exists. It's then, of course, key that we, the professionals, support that we don't fear to go into mediation and see the benefits and using mediation systems. And I personally think that opening up mediation for the first instance, that was really a key step, because not all the cases go actually to board level. And by the time that a case reaches the boards, a lot of things may have happened. And opening up this opportunity for the first instance means that a case can be looked at from a mediation perspective right away. So, yeah.
Jana, do you have any other questions you'd like to ask Sven before we finish?
Yeah, I'm very curious to hear about, well, your session at the Marx Annual Conference in Lisbon, where our team will welcome you on stage. So have you already thought about what you're going to talk about then? Little sneak preview.
Yeah. First of all, I would really like to thank Marx for inviting me to this session, which is a unique privilege opportunity to talk about the work of the Boards of Appeal, to expand maybe a little bit more about what we have touched upon here in the podcast. So I'm looking forward to be there with Johannes Fuhrmann and Andrea Bende. I know that we will engage in an open dialogue about the work of the Boards of Appeal, involvement practices, and I will pretty sure that we will touch upon a couple of important recent cases. Definitely the ones I mentioned in the recent grant board decision, but also many more. And then to talk about the work of the boards and then to answer hopefully a lot of challenging questions from the audience.
Yeah, already looking forward to that very interesting session.
And just finally, Sven, what else are you looking forward to in the future for the Boards of Appeal? Are there any changes or any developments in the future that you think will be important?
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody is talking about artificial intelligence. I mean, this is definitely also a very important topic for the EUIPO and its Boards of Appeal. You know that we have the AI Steering Committee led by the Executive Director. I'm part of this committee and also the Director of the First Instance Operations Department and many other colleagues. And we look into see, okay, how can we make use of AI to not only improve the efficiency of our work, but also the quality. So I think there is a lot of possibilities. And looking at the boards, we have created two working groups on AI, and we are testing some tools, we are testing some work to see how we can be supported by the decision drafting. It's not about the decision making, it's about decision drafting, and there definitely AI can help a lot. And I think we also then should just use AI and the outcome of AI as a third opinion from somebody else, and just use always our experience, our knowledge, and then common sense. And then I think there is no risk, because if we follow this human-centric approach, then we can really only benefit from AI in our work.
Jana, do you agree?
Absolutely.
Well, that's good. And it's great we can end on a note of consensus. We just mentioned the annual conference. I should say that takes place in Lisbon, Portugal, from the 22nd to the 25th of September, 2026. And at the time of recording this, you can still register, although I think places are filling up, so do be quick. It's the 40th Marx Annual Conference, and it promises to be a great event, so do check that out on the website marx.org. And that wraps up this episode of Talking Marx. Thank you for joining us today, and a big thanks especially to Sven and Jana for taking part in this episode as well as the previous one. And we look forward to bringing you another episode of Talking Marx very soon. But for now, goodbye.
Thank you, James. Thank you, Jana.
Thanks, boss.
Join us again soon for another podcast on an important issue for brand owners. To find out more on our website and guest speakers, visit marx.org/podcast.